This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from WEXT Radio. Visit us online at wextradio.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norek, joined by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today is a very special day for our radio show. We're celebrating 300 episodes of the Latin Alternative. And with that in mind, today we're taking a look at some of the songs that defined our taste and perspective on Latin music. The moments that changed us, that resonated and stayed with us throughout the years. And of course, Josh, I think this entire show is in a way based on how similar yet different our taste in music is. Definitely, I would say, a yin-yang effect as I take a look at our respective selections for today's show, which in a way underscores a variety that defines the landscape of Latin alternative, right?
Yes, Ernesto. I would say it's been a very fun and happy yin and yang over the past 10 years and 300 episodes of the Latin Alternative. And let's give some special credit to our producer, Dave Michaels, who suggested we talk about the songs that influenced us and our path leading up to the Latin Alternative. And so what better way than to start the show with a song that changed my life, and I say, you know, jokingly, predisposed me to Latin alternative music. Ernesto, I'm going to put you in a time machine back to 1993. I was delivering pizzas in suburban Albany, New York. Yes, I was still in high school. And David Byrne had just released the album Uh-Oh, which was a little bit more rocking than his prior album, but very South American influence, very South American rock influence. And when I heard this song, Monkey Man, and I heard the entire album Uh-Oh, like, my mind was blown, because I was already listening to Tito Puente and traditional salsa music, but I had never heard Latin rock, not Los Lobos Latin rock, but like South American Latin rock. And so, having not yet been introduced to the internet or many of South America's finest rock bands, and being stuck in upstate New York hinterlands, this beam of light that was David Byrne's song Monkey Man definitely predisposed me, and shortly, in a year or two later, really just helped me fall in love with many other groups like Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. So we're going to kick things off with David Byrne, Monkey Man, and going to follow it with Fabulosos Cadillacs, Matador, the song that sealed the deal for me with my love of Latin alternative music. Going back to 1993, off the album Uh-Oh, this is David Byrne, Monkey Man.
Yeah. 100 miles an hour through my mind. And there you go, out of control into the promised land. And down we go. Monkey man, are we just some weird mutation? Oh, my mind, leave me not into temptation.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a special 300th episode. Yes, we are celebrating the songs that influenced Ernesto and I as youth, you could say, leading up to our love for Latin alternative music. We just heard Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, El Matador. Now, for me, this was the very first real Latin alternative song I heard. When I heard it, you know, Ernesto, I have said before, my initial feeling was anger. And the reason I felt angry when I heard the song was like, why had I never heard this before? I was living and working in Buenos Aires, Argentina. It was 1995. And when I heard the song, just every todo cambio en mi sangre, everything changed. I only wanted to market and work with artists in this genre. And so we played previously David Byrne, Monkey Man, and I think you could say he was surely listening to Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. And that song, El Matador, is probably their biggest hit. It comes off their 1994 album and greatest hits compilation, Vasos Vacíos.
Now, you know, Josh, that I grew up listening to Anglo music as a kid. I loved the Beatles and the Carpenters and Burt Bacharach and James Bond soundtracks and all that stuff. And I was very fortunate that I had older siblings. I was the youngest of four, and my sister was 12 years older, is 12 years older than me, and I had twin brothers 9 years older than me. And I had a brother named Sebastian, who sadly passed away very young. But when I was a kid, I would spend a lot of time in his room because the television set in the house was in his room. But also he had this amazing collection of music magazines and comic books and mystery novels. And he had a record collection and a turntable. So it was just a magical place where to spend my days. Every single free moment I had away from school, I would be with my brother Sebastian. And like I said, 9 years older than me. And he had a sentimental side, my brother. He loved Roberto Carlos, who's sort of the Julio Iglesias of Brazil. But thanks to my brother, I discovered that Roberto Carlos, when he was young, he used to be a rocker. He belonged to this movement called Jovem Guarda. So in a way, some of the first echoes of South American rock and roll I discovered in Seba's room when he was listening to actually an album that is both of us, our favorite record by Roberto Carlos. It's released in 1969, self-titled album. We're going to listen to some Brazilian rock from the heyday of the Jovem Guarda movement in the late 60s. Nada Vai Me Convencer with Roberto Carlos.
Cansei de ser escravo do seu coração, agora resolvi fazer você sentir a dor que eu senti, você sentir na pele o que é sofrer. Eu sei que você é forte pra lhe mostrar que mesmo lhe querendo vou lhe deixar. Já cansei de ser escravo de você, já cansei de ser escravo de você. Duvido que você na vida possa ter a sorte de encontrar um outro alguém que pense em você e queira só você. Duvido que isso possa acontecer. Então eu quero ver você se humilhar, querendo dar um jeito para voltar. Mas cansei de ser escravo de você, já cansei de ser escravo de você. Você vem dizendo que sem mim seu coração não pode mais viver. Não adianta nada o que você disser, pois nada disso vai me convencer. Vai ser difícil conseguir me esquecer, mas seja como for, não vou nem querer. Já cansei de ser escravo de você, já cansei de ser escravo de você. Duvido que você na vida possa ter a sorte de encontrar um outro alguém que pense em você e queira só você. Duvido que isso possa acontecer. Então eu quero ver você se humilhar, querendo dar um jeito para voltar. Mas cansei de ser escravo de você, já cansei de ser escravo de você. Uau! Você vem dizendo que sem mim seu coração não pode mais viver. Não adianta nada o que você disser, pois nada disso vai me convencer. Vai ser difícil conseguir me esquecer, e seja como for, não vou nem querer. Já cansei
você. Já cansei de ser escravo de você. Já, eu já cansei de ser escravo de você.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
En una tarde de sol, las margaritas y yo, solo una nube sola flotaba, como un café que me dan. Miro las fotos de ayer, mamá, qué joven que estás. Linda la vieja, lindos sus ojos, era la tarde de hoy. Momentos que extrañaré, vida, risas y sol. Yo dejo todo porque yo dejo, porque dejo mi no venir, porque yo sigo siempre conmigo y tú te quedas sin mí. Que mamá no venir, queda siempre sin mí. Porque mamá no venir, siempre sin mí. Que mamá no venís, me queda siempre sin mí. Las margaritas y yo en un café que me dan, era la tarde de ayer.
This is the Latin Alternative. We continuing celebration of our 300th episode with spotlighting today some of the songs that really define their musical identity. And I was just talking about how having an older brother turned me onto some great music from the 70s and also to some Argentinian rock. That's the first time I was privileged enough to listen to the sounds of rock and roll. Made in Argentina was at the house when because my brother was a huge fan of Moris. We just heard En Una Tarde de Sol from the iconic album 30 Minutos de Vida. This is around 1970 when sort of the first seeds of Argentinian rock and roll are blossoming. And Moris, I love Moris because he's not as famous as the other icons of Argentinian rock like Charly García or Spinetta. Moris, in a way, is like sort of an interesting combination, very bohemian combination, half rock and roller and half tango singer-songwriter. Definitely, I would say the identity of Argentinian rock and roll, or rock en español, was forged by the works of Moris back in the 60s. So now we're going to leap in time, right, and go to the 90s. Is that so, hermano?
Yes, Ernesto, to the mid-90s, my college years, and a critical time for me. I had just come back from working in Buenos Aires, Argentina, working for Warner Music Argentina, and I had taken some time off from Cornell University. I came back and I really felt isolated. Here I am in way up in frozen upstate New York, but very connected to Latin alternative music. And I decided to book King Chango, a Latin ska band that had been signed to David Byrne's record label, Luacabop. Now, David Byrne of the Talking Heads, I give a lot of credit to helping to introduce Latin alternative music in the United States. Not only did he sign King Chango, he signed groups like Los Amigos Invisibles, Los de Abajo, especially in the mid to late 90s, he was a really key figure in the development of this genre. Now, I booked King Chango for 3 shows in upstate New York, and I think I put all 9 of them in my dorm room and got every Latino organization on campus at Cornell to sponsor the show.
Nice.
And it sold out like a 400-seat club. And this band, you know, unfortunately, the lead singer, very high energy, Andrew Blanco, passed away last year, a good friend. And for me, a group that just was sort of my gateway into working in this business and promoting bands. I'm very fond of this song, Melting Pot. You know, it's of its time. Acid jazz was in full swing with groups like Jamiroquai. You'll hear a hint of that during the breakdown and bridge of this song. But, you know, sometimes it's just fun to hear some good old-fashioned Latin ska, and especially from a band that played played a formative part in my career in Latin alternative music. So going back to 1996, this is Melting Pot from King Chongo's self-titled album. Hope you dig it. This is the Latin Alternative. We'll be right back. It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Si me traes bronca, me loco de a tiro, me paro, te tumbo. No es tu rumbo, y con el lingo tal vez te confundo. Shit is the attack with the 5'10". The blacks again, once again, with the cocktail pin. As I emerge from the depths of the realm, my son, I got the black gap, that track, hope to run. Otra vez, ya lo ves, in the crew somos tres. One blacks again on the squad, you don't test. Sitting hard like an Aztec, swift like a Zulu. That's what it's like with the pump shot. My manner is the miles till the punks get piled. My number one assassin flips the mad funk styles. Me, I play the back row, but I'm delinquente. This is how I kick it when I'm speaking to the gente. We freak it this way, sigo siendo rey. OG freaks the beat, the mariachis play.
Faded in, snap from me, yo soy 10. Produced in mas mejor, it's OG style again. Freak it, bumping, bass out the carro. OG, he's got more boom boom than Charro. Third of tres, bring cuts to your face, bro. Hold down the needle with the penny or a peso. See all our style, used to create with one time.
English.
No. That's Spanish.
You're listening to the 300th episode of the Latin Alternative. Ernesto and I are celebrating this episode by playing some of the music that influenced us in our youth and led us on the path of working in the Latin music business and hosting a Latin alternative music radio show. We just heard Delinquent Habits, the LA-based Latin hip-hop group. They were proteges of Cypress Hill, and that song we just heard, Tres Delinquentes, big hit in the summer of 1996. I remember being getting home from college and flipping on MTV and just kind of being floored, hearing a bilingual Latin hip hop song that was just really cool, very Mexican sounding, but in English and Spanish, you know, really ahead of its time in many ways. And that song was sort of my introduction to Latin hip hop. And Ernesto, you know, I had a later life as a MC myself in a Latin hip hop group called Hip Hop Judios. I will say Delinquent Habits are one of the biggest influences on my personal rapping in Espanol.
And I have to say you're very humble, Josh, because I would certainly expect that we would be listening to some Hip Hop Judios today in the show, but maybe for some other time. Now, here I was, 20 years old, armed with my knowledge of Argentinian rock and Brazilian music, and also a huge fan of British prog rock and The Cure, The Police, all just U2, Massive Attack. And then I moved to the city of Los Angeles, and it was here in LA that I discovered Afro-Caribbean music, that I discovered the sounds of salsa, and I went absolutely crazy. A girlfriend that became my wife and the mother of my children, on our first date, she told me about salsa music and I was a little confused, and she gave me a tape of Eddie Palmieri music. And then she also talked to me about one Hector Lavoe. And I remember we went together to a record store in Van Nuys, in the city of Van Nuys. And I sort of spent all my savings and bought this box set of four CDs devoted to the classic works of Hector Lavoe with Willie Colon. And I actually remember the moment when I went back to my then apartment and listened to Hector Lavoe for the first time. Just a moment of absolute bliss. And also a moment that, you know, sort of pushed me to become a music journalist, because I wanted to write about this music. I loved all the other stuff that I told you about, like progressive rock and British rock. I loved it. But salsa music made me want to write about it. And that's exactly what I've been doing for the past few decades. We're going to listen to Hector Lavoe with Willie Colon, the classic slice of hardcore New York salsa. This is Juana Peña.
Era una mujer que a muchos hombres había engañado, pero un día vino un hombre que con un beso la traicionó, y ese hombre nunca había querido, y por ese fue que Juana Peña lloró. Y dicen que los años como la nieve fueron pasando, ella seguía llorando por ese amor que nunca llegó. Ay, Juana Peña, ahora me llora, ahora me llora y no te quiero yo.
Juana Peña, ahora me llora.
This is the Latin Alternative.
Wow, that was Mario Adnet, wonderful arranger, performer from Brazil, paying tribute, like we are doing today, to Hector Villalobos, classical music composer from Brazil. And I wanted to, in this episode that we're, you know, talking about our influences, I grew up with my mom, who would play the piano every day, around dusk, you know, when it was sunset in Buenos Aires. She would sit down and play Chopin and Debussy, and also play some Brazilian music, some Heitor Villalobos. And I really wanted to bring that up, the influence of classical music from Latin America. We just heard A Menina das Nuvens, Valsa, and this is a track that Mario Andrade recording with a different arrangement of a composition that was originally created for piano. And then something that also influenced me very much, Josh, I have to tell you, in my musical taste, is meeting you, of course, which happened about, it's, I would say, almost, what, 18 years, 17 years, something like that.
Yeah, Ernesto, stop making me feel so old. But yeah, I believe we met for the first time in person in 2001. Back then, I was working as a music publicist for many of the biggest Latin rock and alternative artists, Molotov, Café Tacuba, and Julieta Venegas, who back in the day was often being pegged is Mexico's answer to artists like PJ Harvey and Suzanne Vega. And when I was working with her, I personally produced an album for Universal Records called Escena Alter Latina, which at its time was the first compilation of Latin rock and alternative music to be marketed to an English-speaking audience. And it featured a Julieta Venegas track called Me Van a Matar. And it's a little bittersweet for me, Ernesto, because the day we met and was due to Julieta Venegas and doing some publicity, and you were interviewing her, I believe, for the LA Times. She had her first Latin Grammy nominations for what would have been the very first Latin Grammy Awards in 2001. And it was September 10th, 2001, yes, the day before September 11th. So obviously, I am forever glad to have met you, but it was almost surreal times what happened in the following days. But this is a bittersweet song, so perhaps an appropriate way to commemorate our meeting and also the days that transpired afterwards. This is Me Van a Matar from Julieta Venegas from the album I executive produced, Escena Alter Latina.
Tú eres mi ala que siempre he buscado, me dijo un día y yo sonrió satisfecha y confiada en que lo nuestro es la verdad y confiada en que lo nuestro es la verdad. Decían para siempre ese día, hasta que un día ese día llegó. Lo dicho lo va comiendo lento el sol, cerca del mar embarcan a eternidad. Que nunca habrá nada que nos separe, siempre estás a mi lado. ¿Acaso será para siempre has olvidado? Porque tus amores perros me van a matar sin haberme dado la felicidad. Tus amores perros me van a matar sin haberme dado siquiera un poco de felicidad. Tus amores perros me van a matar sin haber
This is the Latin Alternative. What's up? I'm Randy.
Yeah, I'm Nat. I'm Tito, and we're from Molotov, and you're listening to
The Latin Alternative. Tuned in to the Latin Alternative and our special 300th episode. Yes, celebrating 10 years of music that Ernesto Lechner and I have been bringing you, starting with just one station, WEXT in Albany, New York, and now on over 50 stations across the United States. The song we just heard is a song that was a big influence for me personally as a fan of Latin hip hop and Latin rock, Molotov, Mexico's often answer to the Beastie Boys. You know, these guys play their own instruments, had no problem switching from hard rock to hip hop. And I always loved that song, Voto Latino, very politically astute song, clever lyrics, and that album, their first album, I always thought was brilliant, their debut album, Donde Jugaran Las Niñas. Now, if you like what you've been hearing, please do follow the Latin Alternative on Facebook. We're at the Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is LatinAlt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by going to thelatinalternative.com or search for us in Spotify or iTunes. Now, Ernesto, I see we're going to Brazil for a song that influenced you.
We're going to Brazil because when I was 15, this life-changing event happened. My father actually bought me a Walkman, and I was so crazy with excitement. And remember I told you I had brothers who were twins. I already mentioned my brother Seba. Now I'm going to mention my other brother, Amadeo, also 9 years older than me. And he saw that I got a Walkman, and I didn't have a lot of cassette tapes. And he said, well, I'm going to set you up. I'm going to use the, you know, my stereo, my person stereo, and give you a number of cassette tapes that you can use on your Walkman. And so he taped some Supertramp and some Genesis and some Pink Floyd and Wonderful. And then he did this other tape for me that was Milton Nascimento. It was this Brazilian album called Journey to Dawn, which was originally recorded in 1979. And I was like, I was a little hesitant. I was more into Anglo stuff, of course. But then the album begins, you know, with this track that we're going to listen to now. I think I instantly fell in love forever with Brazilian music, listening to Pablo Dos, Pablo, Pablo Dos. So thank you for joining us. Happy 300th show, hermano Josh. This is from Journey to Dawn, Milton Nascimento. Hasta la próxima.
Adios.
My shoulder, endless saddles.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and WEXT Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.